have on the table to season food?
Condiments, just in general.
Well, just the two biggies.
Oh, salt and pepper.
If there are some apples on the table and a child wants one, he says...
May I have an apple?
All right, if he's not being so
polite. He's not being so polite.
Yes.
Can I have an apple? Give me an apple.
Yeah. If you're pointing to... you might say, well, he doesn't live here. You might point to this one and say, he lives...
There.
Okay.
Well, in some circumstances, I guess it depends how far away I was pointing. Okay. If you could easily see it, I would say there, or I'd probably throw my arm a little bit if it was longer than you could spit at and say over there.
Did you ever say over yonder?
No.
You never picked that up?
No, not at all.
If somebody speaks to you and you don't hear what he says, what is the natural thing would be to say to make it okay?
Come again. Something like that.
Did you say come again?
Yeah.
Okay. If you have a lot of peach trees together, say you have a peach...
orchard.
When I was a boy, my father was poor. But next door...
You've been to Sweden since then, though, right?
You bet.
You bet.
I'm still taking more. When I was a boy, my father was poor. But next door was a boy...
His father was rich.
Yeah. That's a real hard one. What's the thing inside a cherry that you don't eat?
The pit.
How about the thing inside a peach?
Peach would be a pit also. Or a cherry, I guess a stone, it would be called in an English ballad. You know that one?
I gave my love a cherry. Got
right,
it.
Yeah.
There are two kinds of peaches. One where the fruit is tight against the pit, and the other one's loose. Do you know the names
of
them?
No.
The tight ones are usually the ones that are canned in syrup.
Oh, cling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you know anything?
Well, there's something called Alberta, which that's just like a, you know, like the difference in apples, wine, sap, Jonathan, delicious, etc.
You ever heard of a freestone peach?
Freestone, no.
Okay. What do you call the part after you eat an apple?
The core.
What are the kind of nuts that you pull out of the ground and roast?
Peanuts.
Okay. What are some other kinds of nuts?
Other words for peanuts?
No, okay. Do you have any other words for peanuts?
Well, none that I use, but you know the southern is, you know, goobers and that type of stuff. Goober peas.
I got ground nuts.
Ground nuts, yeah. Other kind of nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's walnuts, pecans, Brazil nuts, hazelnuts.
What are the kinds that are shaped like your eye?
Like your eye?
Yeah. And they're kind of expensive, hard to crack. They're really blanching sometimes in that way.
Almonds.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What color is a tangerine?
Orange.
Alright. If there is a bowl of tangerines standing somewhere,
mm-hmm.
A few days later, you went to get one, and there weren't any left, you'd say, the tangerines are...
gone.
What are the little red vegetables that are... they grow in the ground, their roots? They're kind of hot. They're white on the inside, just like
radishes.
I got relishes.